From the WGXE newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June 24th through Sunday, June 26th. I'm Philip Grant. Kate Seckinger reported in the Daily Mail that West Main Street in Catskill will be closed from Route 9W onward beginning at 7 a.m. on June the 27th and continuing through June the 28th. Mike McGrath, the highway superintendent with the Village of Catskill, said the village's Department of Public Works will be digging a culvert pipe. McGrath said, and I quote, "If you look at 9W on West Main Street and you're going towards Quarterskill Avenue, that's where it will be closed, starting at 707 West Main Street. Instead of taking West Main Street, people will have to go around a different way. I'm hoping we'll be able to get the road back open to at least one-way traffic by Wednesday," end quote. More than 900 high school seniors in Columbia and Greene counties received their diplomas in ceremonies held on Friday, June 24th and Saturday, June 26th. As family and friends turned out to celebrate the successful completion of 13 years of K-12 education. According to accounts in the Register Star and the Daily Mail, the graduating classes varied in size. The Hunter Tannersville High School senior class consisted of 20 students, while the Ichabod Crane class of 2016 boasted 130 members. Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential that the Indian Point nuclear plant was shut down again due to a weld leak on Friday, June 24th. Governor Andrew Cuomo took the opportunity to repeat his contention that the facility should not be seen as a reliable power source going forward. In a statement, Cuomo said, and I quote, "This is yet another sign that the aging and wearing away of important components at the facility are having a direct and unacceptable impact on safety and is further proof that the plant is not a reliable generation resource," end quote. Mid-Hudson News Network reported that Sam Yasger, a former Sullivan County government attorney and the son of Woodstock Festival site owner Max Yasger, died on Thursday, June the 23rd. He was 74 years old. Yasger's father was a dairy farmer in the Sullivan County town of Bethel who became a part of rock music history when he allowed his 600-acre property to be used for the Woodstock Music and Art Fair in 1969. An estimated audience of 500,000 attended the historic gathering. Max Yasger died in 1973, and part of his land now is home to the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts and the Museum at Bethel Woods. Bill Mahoney reported at Politico that after voters in the United Kingdom last week chose to leave the European Union, some of the advocates for regional secession in New York State are hoping the British vote bodes well in their own efforts. Conservative lawyer Bob Schultz said, and I quote, "As I watched that earlier this morning, the first thought that came to my mind was the secession movement in New York," end quote. Schultz has brought multiple unsuccessful lawsuits in recent years challenging state programs like the SAFE Act. He sees similarities between British tensions over migration and those he sees in New York over undocumented immigrants. John Bergener of Divide NYS agreed with Schultz. He said, and I quote, "It left me feeling a little optimistic," end quote. Divide NYS advocates for a rewrite of the state constitution that would split the state into two autonomous regions. Bergener said his group intends to study the Brexit effort more closely. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Valencia Village Board heard from several residents about code enforcement issues at its June meeting. Gunther Fishgold, the owner of several businesses on Main Street, lodged a complaint with the board against the apartment house on Main Street, commonly known as the U.S. Hotel. The building is owned and run by the Valencia Local Development Corporation, LDC, a nonprofit quasi-government agency separate from the village board. The building allegedly has unresolved code violations. Mayor Diane Argyle suggested increasing the hours and salary of the village building inspector code enforcement officer to deal with the properties that do not comply with the village codes. Several residents said the issue is more that the building inspector is inconsistent in how the laws are enforced. Village Attorney Rob Fitzsimmons stressed that the LDC was a separate entity from the village board with separate funds. It purchased the U.S. Hotel in 2012. Fitzsimmons said the state had inspected the building at the request of former village building inspector and found minor issues. Fitzsimmons advised that if a formal complaint is filed, the building inspector could ask to inspect the building. The village building inspector is a 10-hour-a-week part-time position. Victoria Addison reported in the Register Star that the Best of Columbia County Awards were presented on Thursday, June the 23rd, at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce in Hudson. The event was hosted by Columbia Green Media and the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. Winners in the local shopping, local food and drink, nightlife, community arts and culture, and services categories were announced during the event. Awards went to Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham, entertainer Justin Weaver, also known as Gargantua Jones, Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton, Warren Street Hudson as the best place to see a celebrity, and Sean's Run, the annual run, walk, bike event held to raise awareness to the dangers of drunk driving. The Best of Columbia County Awards have been celebrated for 3 years. They were initiated by former Chamber of Commerce President and CEO David Colby. Program note, Weaver is an active WGXE programmer. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 84 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. On Tuesday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 p.m. with a temperature low of 62 degrees. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, June the 27th, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.